This is KUT. I'm Laura Rice. The 21st Annual Austin Film Festival starts today. The festival celebrates screenwriters and is equal parts competition, conference, and screenings. Executive Director of the festival, Barbara Morgan, joins me now to talk about it. Thanks so much for being here, Barb.
Thank you.
So our favorite question to ask you every year is, what are you excited about for this year's fest?
We have been doing television for a long time at the festival, and like everybody, I think I too have become quite obsessed with a lot of different TV shows. We've really done a lot this year with marrying that television into both the conference and to the festival. We've got panels with Noah Hawley, who created this year Fargo for television, which was a really cool show. And then, of course, Cary Fukunaga of True Detective. We are going to be doing a premiere of a show that actually is shot here, American Crime. And John Ridley is coming in with it. And he wrote 12 Years a Slave, so hot off of that. And we're going to be doing Whit Stillman's new TV show called Cosmopolitan. We're going to be showing clips of that.
And like you said, film too. Of course, a lot of stuff in the day, but at night, all of these, you know, new things that we haven't heard of yet, but you have gotten the chance to see. And are there any of them that really stick out to you?
We have a lot of marquee screenings. And of course, those are the films that everybody is going to know when they start getting Oscar buzz in November and December and January. They'll be seeing films like The Humbling.
Writing my memoirs, isn't that what washed-up actors do?
Which is Barry Levinson's new film, Black and White, which stars Kevin Costner.
This isn't about black and white, all right? This is about Eloise.
We've got a thrilling closing night, Rosewater, with writer-director John Stewart coming in with it.
Can you tell me why I'm here?
That's what happened to foreign spies caught on Iranian soil.
That schedule is phenomenal, but there's also so many competition films that people won't know the people in them, and they don't have advertising running, but they should really watch out for them. Like Once Upon a Crime, which is an incredible documentary that everybody should see.
Parts of it are so improbable. You go, this couldn't have happened, and it did.
Any number of the docs that are in competition and the narrative features that are in competition. We have a great horror program.
A lot of films this year from a lot of different parts of the world. And I understand that, you know, getting this international lineup was something you guys were really intent on trying to do.
We were. One of the things that we've noted in the last 21 years is that we get a lot of entries in, a lot of international entries in. But there's not a lot of foreign films that actually come through Austin anymore. And we really were hoping to highlight more foreign films this year because the quality of those films is amazing, especially the ones that are coming through our doors. The scripts are phenomenal. They're not necessarily very small budget films, but they're incredibly well written. Like we've got a great crime thriller, a really wonderful human drama about a man who's ill and trying to decide, you know, whether to end his life. We've got some docs, comedies. It's a little bit of everything, really, that are coming in from everywhere, from Eastern Europe to India to Spain. We have a highlight with Spain this year. We'll be bringing in one of the directors. So we've got a lot of great foreign films to give the audiences here.
And a lot of things that people who don't have a badge or aren't able to get a ticket can be involved in as well, these family programs.
We've got three programs that are running for the family films, and they're at theaters around town, the Galaxy, and the State. It's that first weekend. We'll be showing Big Hero 6, which is a new Disney movie that if you've got kids, you've probably seen that trailer. And we've got another film, an indie film, but so wonderful, and it's called Popovich. And it's about circus performer who's homeless, and he has a bunch of homeless animals that he's got to save. And the animals are going to come in, and they're going to perform for the kids. You know, we're going on at the same time as Book Fest, so there'll be a lot of people out on the street. They're welcome to come down and watch Popovich, I think, is at the State on Sunday.
Thank you so much, Barb. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for letting me come on the show.
The 21st Annual Austin Film Festival starts today and runs through the 30th. You can find more information, including how to get badges and tickets, at austinfilmfestival.com. With KUT News, I'm Laura Rice.